broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Maxine Arellano, Features Editor.
Jake Rich, Managing Editor.
Jamison Adame, Opinions Editor.
Welcome to the Highlander Newsroom, the people behind the paper. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. And Maxine, this is your first time back on the show in how long has it been?
I think it's been since spring of last year.
It's been quite a while.
It has been. It feels like a home away from home, though, because I really did enjoy it the time that I did do it.
Do you feel like Rip Van Winkle? Waking up in another, like, dimension? Not another dimension. Waking up, like, 50 years later or
after
a long sleep or...
Oh, no. Waking up after a short sleep, I feel like I'm back in the 1800s. So it's quite the opposite, my friend.
Secret fun fact of the day, Highlander Newsroom is actually broadcasting from the 1800s this week. So...
It explains so much.
Don't worry, we're coming back to the future.
We're going to gun it to 80.
It's 2015.
You can say we're going to get to
88
degrees. Did I just say degrees? 88 miles per hour.
Mare, we got to go faster.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on the newsroom. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. First of all, there is going to be a ballot initiative before Riverside voters in summer that will call to legalize pot dispensaries in the city of Riverside, something that the city has currently banned. So we'll briefly debate the merits of that proposal. And then the 12th annual comedy, well, not annual, 12th comedy apocalypse was held at UCR this past week. And
quarterly.
So 12th.
Except for one quarter that we skipped this year.
Well, so. Technically, well, it doesn't have in summer.
Well, it's not normal quarterly.
Yeah.
Summer's not a real quarter. It's a poser quarter.
Should we start calling them trimesters?
No.
Because four is awesome. Just call them quarters.
Anyway, we'll be talking about Comedy Apocalypse. A couple of us went there, and so we'll discuss that. And then we'll move on to ASUCR's new R Gear initiative, in which they hand out free sweatshirts to all the freshmen and, I guess, now all the other students on campus, and debate that briefly. And we might talk about some other stuff, too. But first things first, let's light up our conversation this morning with
Don't be stealing
marijuana.
My pun.
I already did. It's already happened.
Oh.
I got secondhand pun use.
It's not punny, man.
I'm trying my darndest. There is going to be a ballot initiative before the voters in the city of Riverside this summer, and it will deal with, as I mentioned before, legalizing marijuana dispensaries in the city of Riverside. The practice is something that the city of Riverside has currently banned, and that... that decision by the city is something that the Supreme Court of California has upheld as a decision that individual cities can make within their jurisdictions as to whether or not they can allow marijuana dispensaries within their borders or regulate where they're located. This in spite of the fact that California does in fact have non-criminalized use of medical marijuana, even though at the same time the federal government says it's illegal. It's a little bit confusing because, like, three different laws contradict each other. So it's great to work with that.
They're all contradicted by the fact that apparently there are currently medical marijuana dispensaries in Riverside, too, I have been told.
Oh, tell us more.
That's literally all I know. I've just been told that they already exist.
The source ends there.
I'm the one who came up with the prompt for the article, and I didn't even know that, so...
So what do we think of this proposal to at least have some medical marijuana dispensaries within the boundaries of Riverside? Is this something that's a long time coming, or should Riverside stick to its guns and say, no, we're going to be a backstop against this? Or if you're going to have medical marijuana dispensaries, put them somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. It's something that'll... a lot of people want and like, and there's the whole clause about in the thing about not having it near schools or neighborhoods as well, which there is an argument made in one of the the articles published about it this week. Yeah, that this means that it would that if you don't want it near schools or houses, why, you know, isn't it a dangerous thing? And okay, I'm gonna say right before I say this, I'm gonna say this is different, but I'm also gonna say like you wouldn't put a something. Well, I mean, usually bars are. I was gonna say a bar. A bar is usually a restaurant as well, but you wouldn't put just something that was just a bar like right next to a school either. Is that prefacing this argument, though,
with the fact that, yes, we do have a lot of alcohol around campus, but we are adults, and most college students are expected to be 18 or older.
Or 21 for
or
alcohol.
21 or older.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, regardless of all those things that I said, I also don't, even with those causes and whatever, I still don't think it's a big deal.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of it. I still could just consider it a legal drug. And I know people are like, oh, alcohol's a drug, but that's legal. I don't know. I'm just still pretty passionate about it. And I know some people may like it, and mostly everyone does it. I don't know. I just don't really agree with it.
You're not lighting up every day?
Oh, no, sir.
Smoke weed every day, 420. Woo! Beer, 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 beer.
Wow, we went there.
I had to. Andrew's not here, so I have to make up for it.
I can tell you, I'm just curious when it comes to this sort of thing as to whether or not people think it matters at all that the vote's being held in summer. Obviously, I mean, I'm not suggesting like shenanigans or anything, because I don't think that's the case. But it's being scheduled for summer, right? Most people who would be voting, I would imagine, in favor of something
goodbye,
like this would
students.
Probably be students. And it doesn't take an expert to know that most students are not at UCR or at the other colleges during the summer when they all go home. And
they're too busy at home smoking weed. they wouldn't be voting anyways. They're going to be at home smoking weed.
And the way I understand it is that this is the time when the people who wanted to have the initiative put forward. So maybe if the people who want the initiative to pass, perhaps they could have planned a little bit better for it to coincide with another election or to happen when students are actually around. I don't know if that was an option.
Think it's a conspiracy that they put it at that time?
Well, I mean, if they want it, why
yeah.
would they?
I think that's just poor planning because they were all so high.
Jameson also went there.
I just think it was them trying to get the petition done before, because in order to get the initiative on the ballot, you have to get a certain amount of signatures on a petition. And I think the planning was get the petition done while everyone is in school. So you have those signatures,
and by the time you turn it in,
but unfortunately, by the time you turn it in, then everyone's going to be leaving. But
yeah,
who knows?
Riverside also has weird off-year elections, so that's kind of obnoxious. They have their elections not in presidential or midterm years, so
you get to vote every year.
Yeah, you get to engage in your civic duty and like take days off from work to vote. So that's probably another part of how it's there. This kind of ties into a broader conversation that's happening around the state, though, is should California decriminalize marijuana, period? It's something that three states have done now, Colorado, Washington, and Alaska most recently.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
They need it, man. Are you serious? They live in Alaska.
This is not going to get into that. Also in the 2014 election, a ballot initiative to... in Florida to legalize medical marijuana received 58% of the vote.
Just medical wasn't
just
even,
medical.
But that's weird that
they're
it's Florida.
Even
yeah.
It's Florida. Yeah. They're a red state.
There are a lot of places where medical marijuana is not a thing. California is one of those states where it is.
For a while.
This was something that was on the ballot in 2010 and narrowly failed. It was a 52-48 failure of legalization. Is this is something that some people have been talking about bringing back in time for the 2016 elections. Is this something that we'd like to see go before the voters, or do we think that voters should have a say in what happens with this drug? Do we think it should be decriminalized? Like, what's up?
I think if anything, it has to happen on a national level, because there is still a national ban on the drug. It's, what is it? Category 1 or something?
I believe so.
So it's right up there with all the ones that people who cook their babies take. And oh, I dear. Think, yeah, that happens on certain drugs. Not marijuana, I don't think. I think if anyone wants to do that, it has to happen on a national level, because if the government gets fed up with states taking it, they could eventually just bring down the hammer and say, hey, no. And I think if it's fixed on a national level, then it can be a little bit more permanent. But that's just as far as the actual logistics of it goes. I don't really mind whether it's legalized one way or another. I have no opinion on it, which is odd coming from me.
Yeah, I agree with him that it's going to have to go to a national level. But until then, it's probably going to keep reoccurring in the elections. But it, I don't know, it's still a drug that I know a lot of people debate if it's addictive or not. But anything can be addictive.
Well, different studies have found different things. But to my knowledge, the majority of them say that it is slightly addictive.
Yeah, and a lot of people will fight you on that because they say, oh, it's not addictive.
If only on a psychological level.
Yeah. Yeah, you just think that you need it.
I mean, that counts, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm addicted to chocolate that way. But other than
that does have caffeine in it.
Explain so much. But yeah, I definitely agree with him. And even though it wouldn't affect me in any way, I don't know, I'm just not really into the whole legalization part of it.
Smoke weed every day. Woo woo.
Wait. No. Don't.
We do not endorse this.
We'll have you know that smoking marijuana is still illegal in the state of California. It's still illegal in the country.
Beer, 420.
So do so at your own peril.
Look forward to our April 20th show.
Comedy Apocalypse was a thing that happened last week. And Maxine, you were there, and nice. Jake, you were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, how was it?
It was really good. It was probably the best Comedy Apocalypse I've been to.
I have to agree.
Are you saying this because you work for KUCR and they're actually paying you to say that?
This is a non-profit station.
Why are you shilling? Why you gotta shill so hard?
No, it was a really good show.
Yeah, I have to agree. I've only been to last year and this year. And I was not impressed last year.
Wait, which last year there?
Oh, my bad. The one, the guy with the cartoonist that brought like the wigs. What was his name?
You're saying the guy that was the voice of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Linda on Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Was that a prop comic?
Yeah, last year the comic relied a lot on his props. So he brought in a lot of wigs and he would try to do like one-man skits. And I just didn't think he really...
It sounds
through.
So funny, though.
Exactly. Like, that's basically the audience's reaction for the most part. But yeah, I think he just relied way too much, and it got awkward at some times because he would really wait for the applause or the laughter, and it was never not coming through.
Mm.
But this year, though, the second comic that was up, what was his name?
Baron Vaughn.
There you go. He was... without even trying, was hilarious. I mean, I think that was like the...
I think he was trying very hard, but in a good
way.
Well,
yeah. A good way. Like, he knew his audience. I think it was very prevalent that he knew his audience, and his jokes really resonated with the audience, and they can really relate to it.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Like, he would have, like, going back to, like, college and students and
but
everything.
Not in a cliche way.
Yeah. Like, he did it really, really well, and he knew how to make fun of himself, but not, like... in a self-deprecating way. It was very, like, light in the mood. I really enjoyed it.
It's actually interesting that you mentioned, like, relating to the audience, because I've been to a couple Comedy Apocalypses, and by far the best comics were the ones who, like, worked hard, or not worked hard, but, like, did the most to relate to the college audience. Mm-hmm. And the one I remember in particular was Rory Scovel from a year back, I think it was. And some of his skits involved like relating to the audience when it comes to like being a student and like what that entails. So I guess that's kind of interesting that people are moving toward that. It's almost like they're learning.
Yeah, I think just knowing their audience and the fact that somebody else that's not in our scene, that's not on campus, doesn't see all the struggles that we've all gone through, can relate to it and make light of it. And at the end of the day, we can all laugh at it. I think that's what really helps.
And let's not forget to, Nazar, who started out the show, his joke style was much different. He was much more deadpan and dry. And so the audience laughed at some of his stuff. But, okay, I don't think some of his jokes didn't necessarily not land. They were just very awkward and dry. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were funny, but the audience was having a tough time reading it. So, like, I thought it was funny, but it just wasn't, you know.
It wasn't geared for college audience?
I don't know. I don't know what it was geared for.
I don't know.
But I liked it.
I was one of the ones that didn't.
I thought he was funny.
But it sounds like overall it was a pretty good show. Yeah. And is there going to be one in spring quarter, do you know, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
yes, sir.
If you didn't get a chance to go to this one, check it out in spring quarter. Or if you want to read more about it, it's in our paper this week, Comedy Apocalypse. Same thing with our marijuana dispensary write-off in the opinion section. Mm-hmm. So if you want to learn more about that, be sure to check it out. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM, or streaming from KUCR.org, or from the KUCR app from the App Store, or from the TuneIn app from Android. All right, let's talk about our gear, because it has two R's in it, and this is UCR, so it's only fitting that we end with R-related stuff, and I challenge everybody to use R-starting words
Arr.
As much as possible. Don't be pirates, though. That's Aww. Cheating.
What school does a pirate go to? UCR!
No.
Wait, what did the pirate say when he turned 80?
UCR!
No!
I don't know. What?
I'm 80.
That doesn't use an R.
I know, but I needed to do it. Sorry.
All right. Pirate conversation now officially banned from the Highlander Newsroom. We have that ship has run aground.
I can move on to different puns. What do you call an underage minor? A minor. That one's not as good of a pun.
That one died. Like. Shot that in the face.
Get out! Jeez.
Well, we did this story a couple weeks back, or actually specifically last week, about UCR, ASUCR specifically. I'm going to use the word specifically a lot. Specifically giving out specific sweatshirts specifically to freshmen. ASUCR has now sent out an email to the campus, and they're now giving it away to non-freshmen.
Is it while supplies last?
While supplies last, I guess. The stated goal by ASUCR President Nafi Karim is one sweatshirt for every UCR student by, 2018?
Everybody looking at
no,
your
by
chairs, you all get sweatshirts.
Within four years. Let me read off some of his emails.
So, yeah, he recently...
This is priceless.
Part of what he does as ASUCR President is he sends out emails to the student body about things that are happening with ASUCR. This week's email was relating to the R-Gear program and relating to the free sweatshirts, of which they have some extras after they gave it out last week.
And this is word for word. R-Gear for our side. Free UCR hoodies. Within 4 years, every Highlander shall have one. The UCR President Maine... Oh, no. Okay. I made a campaign promise to the student body to increase campus pride and a convocation promise of our gear to the class of 2018 in return for your promise to do good, make a positive difference, and to be a proud Highlander. I'm doing my part. Your turn. And then there's another part that says, to show that you are a proud Highlander and enhance your own UCR experience, please make sure you like the following pages. In order to receive your art gear, you must complete all the following. Sign up for some email thing. Like ACCR. Follow the Instagram. Like UCR. Follow Life at UCR Instagram. Bookmark our side, UCR.edu. And follow the Instagram for ASPB. Wait, I didn't see that one.
ASPB?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I gotta say something because I'm gonna lose it. This is possibly the greatest email I've immediately deleted off of my email.
Also, checkbox at the end that I did not. I support the R guy, you have to check, I support the Argear initiative, which, in bracket of text, the cheapest UCR hoodie available to students costs $36.98 before taxes, whereas ASUCR leveraged its resources for students to get Argear of the same quality as other alternatives, but at a bulk price of $10 after taxes. Original bulk price rates for Argear were $17.50 locally, whereas the ASUCR president and VP of finance then negotiated with vendors internationally to lower rates, and then leveraged the lower international rates to negotiate the price of $7.30 with local Riverside vendors.
I like how you read the fine print in the fine print voice, in the really fast narrator voice.
Well, it's because I know that stuff is kind of boring, but it was kind of ridiculous what they were saying.
They said leverage twice in that. Did anybody else catch that? Like
they leveraged
like the
one
that...
price to leverage the other, apparently.
It's so
that's just poor writership.
So this is really great because this basically says, you want to switch or don't ya? Don't ya?
Don't
come
you support
over
the
here
government?
And show us our support. Yeah, that's the support we want. Ew. Take your free sweatshirt. Get out. It's a really greasy opposite. All right. Proposition.
And
okay. You read that in a really greasy voice too.
I know.
All these sweatshirts say class of 2018.
That's what I was just about to.
Which
point
is great
out.
For the class of 2018, but I don't want one.
Because you weren't originally intended for this.
I know, but
it's
they're
not
also
yours.
Giving them.
But they shouldn't market it to or like try to say like, oh, everybody's gonna get one.
Yeah,
even
because
so
many people.
Well, here's the thing: they're gonna get new sweatshirts for the new classes in 4 years, right? So this is for this year's class, and they're giving away extras to people who to sophomores, juniors, seniors.
And because
but
honestly,
the next year's class of freshmen will get a new. The idea is they will get a new designed.
All of
sweatshirt.
Us are at least fourth years at this point, correct?
Oh yeah.
This wasn't targeted at us. This shows that. This shows, we're trying to build support for ASUCR for the future generations. We don't care about the people who are already here because they're not going to be here as long. Oh, wait, we have extras? Hey, we like you guys too. See, don't be against this initiative. We love you.
In
Look
fact,
at how awesome
like this,
I
follow
am.
This,
yeah, exactly.
And click support.
I
yeah.
love
to make sure
I'm doing
we know.
My part too. Yeah. Oh.
This is like. Like, have they ever read, like, history textbooks with propaganda? Like, this is, like...
That's probably where they got their inspiration yeah. from.
Whoa, shots fired.
Say that? I
do. ASUCR has made their decision. Now let them enforce it.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
nice
I'm not...
Jackson reference.
I know, right? It. Oh, my gosh. Any of you who got that reference before Colin said anything, I appreciate you.
Let me just clarify that I am not... comparing ACCR to, like, bad governments of the past that have used propaganda, they are not, you know, this is a matter of free sweatshirts, not, like, mass genocide. But...
This is just the beginning.
What happens next?
First they came for our sweatshirts, and I said nothing, because I do not wear sweatshirts. Then they came for our jackets, and I said nothing. This can really get dark if I keep going.
Yeah, let's not go down. Let's not go down that road.
Any of you who got that reference, I applaud you as well.
Well, I'll make an even more obscure reference. There's part of it where it says that every UCR student, what is it? Every UCR student shall have a sweater by 4 years or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I when I was talking with Jake, it was like every there's a campaign promise in 1918 Herbert Hoover when he was first running for election, or not 1918, sorry, 1928.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, 1928. Yeah. He was running for election for the first time, and his pledge was a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage, and that is sort of what that sounded like to me.
So are you saying pretty soon all of UCR is going to be operating out of Hoovervilles? We're all just going to be in big shanty towns around the edges of the school, selling apples out of baskets. Please, please, I have to afford my next quarter's tuition.
Actually.
Not to mention that, you know, this thing is like a ton of money that is...
Around $40,000 uh-huh. is
well,
the estimate.
Well, that... at least $40,000. They wouldn't disclose how much they actually spent on the sweatshirts.
Oh, why?
Just
why
the,
wouldn't
just
you tell us?
The individual prices of per sweatshirt, and then we kind of extrapolated based off of how much... when we asked,
no guys, they leveraged stuff. They leveraged and then leveraged upon their leverage, so that now it's only like $5 for
seven.
I don't think that's how physics
50
works.
50 bajillion sweatshirts. I love paying for freshman sweatshirts. That's a really cool that's, thing that I did.
That's a great
hey,
use of my money.
I think he said he did his part. I did my part because I paid for it.
Yeah.
I think I've done enough.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess. I pay my taxes.
Also, if me paying my taxes and then getting a refund, if I have to get my tax refund by saying, yeah, I love the administration as it is right now, I wouldn't change a thing, then I think I'll just not take the refund.
You know, it made me think about, since tax filing season is coming up for the state of California, it made me think of if I was, like, filling out my tax return and I got my refund in the form of sweaters.
This is literally kickback voter incentive.
Isn't that, like, what political parties and governments have done since time immemorial?
Yes, but why does no one realize it or point it out? Oh my god.
Are we pointing it out?
I think we're pointing it out.
Okay, does anyone remember last year, I guess, around this time?
I don't remember last year.
Let me inform you. half of the political campaigns that happened last year were, we don't want to promote the big government styles of campaigning that happen all around the world. We want to run on platforms. We want to walk around the BS. And now they're doing the exact same thing, just on a much smaller and more budgeted scale. I'm not a huge fan of this at all. Can you tell?
I don't know if there's anybody that's more partial to the sweatshirts, but I mean, this is something that the ASGCR president, Nafi Karim, promised to do, and he delivered, I guess, on the promise. I mean,
well,
so
good job, Nafi. Good job.
You want a cookie?
And it is something that will probably increase campus pride, and it did seem like there were people who were very happy to have free sweatshirts. I mean, if that's the case, like, does it matter how it's being done or the way that the emails are sent out?
Yeah, it does. Don't get me wrong, because I think that free stuff is a good idea, and I think it's really cool.
Yay, free writership.
We are all college students. We all very much enjoy free things, especially when they involve food or clothing. But I don't know. You got to know how to spend money responsibly. And, sweatshirts cost a lot more than T-shirts. And it's the fact that it's the way they're playing this up as such a big, big deal that just kind of, like, turns me off. Because it's like, no, this is just more free stuff. This isn't – we already get free campus gear. This is not – I mean – cool. A sweatshirt's cool, but
they almost seem to turn it into a big deal, though, by saying it's such a big deal.
Yeah,
like, look at how awesome it is, and eventually people go, yeah, that is a big deal. Look at what all they did. It's this weird, like, self-fulfilling prophecy type thing where we're going to do something awesome, and then they do something that's the same as they've always done before, but with slightly more money put into it.
Sell your soul for free sweatshirts.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, meet the new ASUCR, same as the old ASUCR, I guess.
Yeah.
But we're out of time for this week. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR's 88.3 FM. Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander newspaper, KUCR. And the opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR the Highlander, and I guess in this case, especially the associated students of UCR. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill for, I'll start on this side this time, Jameson Adame.
If it's itchy, use talcum powder.
Moving on, for Jake Rich.
In an hour and a half at 11 a.m., I will be playing sounds that string together to make notes, musical notes. I'll be playing music in an hour and a half at 11 if you want to tune in from 11 to 1. Away from the Sprawl is my radio show.
Well, I want to get away from Jake's show.
Ooh. We already know you don't watch it or listen to it.
No, really, you should listen to it, guys.
You should.
And Maxine Arellano?
For the last time.
Yeah, for the last time, just want to say so well, so long, farewell to you, my friends.
Peter, oh
say
my goodbye. God, I feel like I'm so out of the box right now.
Yes. It's from the show. Yeah.
For whoever actually watched Out of the Box.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.